Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Thursday, October 3rd. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. We're diving into a hot topic, so let's get started. Today, we're discussing a recent American Cancer Society report on breast cancer. Let's start with the overall findings. What are the key takeaways from this report?
Well, Ted, the report's got some pretty uplifting news. We're looking at a whopping 44% drop in breast cancer mortality rates since 1989. That's not just a number. It translates to over 517,900 lives saved. It's like we've rescued an entire city. This isn't just luck. It's solid proof that our early detection methods and improved treatments are hitting the mark.
While that sounds all rosy and good, we can't just pat ourselves on the back and call it a day. The harsh reality is that...
Hold on a second, Kate. You can't just brush aside such a significant achievement. A 44% reduction in mortality is huge.
I wasn't finished, Eric. As I was saying, not all women have benefited equally from this progress. There are still alarming disparities, especially among young women and African American women. We're seeing rising incidence rates in women under 50. It's like we're winning the battle but losing the war in certain demographics.
I get your point, Kate, but we can't discount the overall positive trend. This 44% reduction shows we're on the right track with our current approaches. It's like we've made a giant leap forward, even if we still have some hurdles to clear.
That's an oversimplification, Eric. You're glossing over the fact that the report clearly shows rising incidence rates.
Oversimplification? I'm just highlighting the progress we've made. We can't ignore that while addressing
progress
other
for some
issues.
Isn't progress for all, Eric. We need to address these rising rates urgently, especially for younger women. It's not just a footnote, it's a glaring red flag.
Let's dive deeper into these disparities. What specific trends are we seeing among different groups?
The report indicates higher mortality rates among African American women, especially those under 50. It's like they're fighting an uphill battle. However, we need to consider that this could be due to various factors, including socioeconomic differences and access to healthcare. It's not a simple black and white issue, if you'll pardon the expression.
It's more than just socioeconomic factors, Eric. You're oversimplifying again. There's solid evidence suggesting biological differences.
Kate, we can't jump to conclusions about biological differences without considering
all factors
first. I
wasn't jumping to conclusions, Eric. I was explaining that there's evidence suggesting biological differences in tumor aggressiveness among women with African ancestry. We need to acknowledge and research these differences. Ignoring them is like trying to solve a puzzle with half the pieces missing.
I hear you, Kate, but focusing too much on biological differences could lead to neglecting addressable issues like healthcare access and early detection programs. It's like putting all our eggs in one basket when we should be looking at the whole farm.
Ignoring biological factors is equally dangerous, Eric. We can't just sweep them under the rug. We need a comprehensive approach that considers all aspects.
I'm not suggesting we ignore them, Kate. I'm saying we need to balance our focus and resources across all
potential
factors.
Exactly my point, Eric. We need to look at everything. Genetics, biology, socioeconomic factors, healthcare access. It's all part of the big picture. Anything less is doing a disservice to the women we're trying to help.
What about the increase in breast cancer rates among younger women? What might be causing this trend?
Well, Ted, it's like opening Pandora's box. There could be various factors at play, such as changes in lifestyle, diet, or environmental factors. Maybe it's the food we eat, the air we breathe, or even the stress of modern life. However, we should be cautious about drawing conclusions without more research. It's a complex issue that needs careful study.
We can't afford to be cautious when young women's lives are at stake, Eric. The report clearly shows a rising trend, and we need immediate action.
Caution doesn't mean inaction, Kate. We need to be sure we're addressing the right issues with
our
limited resources.
Eric, every day we wait is another life at risk. We need immediate action and targeted research to understand and address this issue. It's not about being careful. It's about being proactive. These aren't just statistics. They're real women facing real dangers. We need to act now, not twiddle our thumbs waiting for more data.
Thank you both for this insightful discussion. It's clear that while we've made significant progress in the fight against breast cancer, there are still challenges ahead, particularly in addressing disparities and understanding the rise in cases among younger women. This conversation underscores the need for continued research, targeted interventions, and a comprehensive approach to breast cancer prevention and treatment. Let's hope that future reports will show even more progress and fewer disparities.